From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. China's earthquake administration says a small earthquake has hit near North Korea's nuclear test site, but there was not a nuclear blast, they say. Meantime, China has announced that it will limit oil supplies to North Korea under UN sanctions, stepping up pressure on Pyongyang over its pursuit of nuclear and missile technology. Australian Foreign Minister Julie Bishop says North Korea ultimately wants to be a nuclear power and that it is unacceptable to Japan, South Korea, and others.
If North Korea is able to be a nuclearized state, that will inevitably lead to Japan and South Korea going nuclear. Then we're talking about a proliferation race. That would be catastrophic. So I think that our best option at present is to maximize the pressure on North Korea to get to that negotiating table.
Meantime, the Pentagon here in Washington says B-1 bombers from Guam with fighter escorts from Okinawa, Japan, flew in international airspace over waters east of North Korea. That happened on Saturday. There was some verbal fireworks at the UN General Assembly as the foreign minister of North Korea, Ri Yong-ho, called President Trump, in his words, a mentally deranged person who is on a suicide mission of his own. Delegates audibly applauded at the end. Mr. Trump had called North Korean leader Kim Jong-un Rocket Man and said he was on a suicide mission with his nuclear program. You can get more news by going to our website. Find us at voanews.com. This is VOA News.